And I went on a Navy sea lift Mediterranean, that was operated by Marine Transport Lines with civilian crew. And they made trips from the United States over to Japan and Korea. And that we carried special jet fuel for the U-2 spy plane and for the XR-71 Blackbird. And the kind of fuel they used is custom made for each plane because of the high altitudes that it operates at. And on that particular ship, we had a fire on the way home, which was about 400 miles north of Hawaii, and there was a fire developed in some electrical fire it started out as, and got some cardboard boxes and spare parts boxes of a fire in the upper engine room. And at one point, we had a fire going on three decks, and fortunately, we got it out, and the whole thing was over with in about 20 minutes, but it got pretty scary there for a while. And then after that, Marine Transport Lines, they lost the bid for the providing people for the run those ships. And the last 2 years, I worked for four different companies. You just get a job, and they'd go out of business. But finally in 86, I was captain of the tanker, the Mission Santa Clara, out on the West Coast. And we had orders to prepare the ship for a long-term layup and go to San Francisco, and we did. And when we docked, the bank repossessed the ship. And we had like 2 hours to get off the ship again. So that was that's the end of my seagoing career. So after that, I came home, and that summer of 86, I took a job as captain of the Katahdin on Moosehead Lake. And that summer, I ran the Katahdin for over 5,000 miles on Moosehead Lake. The ship was built in 1914. So it's a working museum, is what it is. Still operating. In fact, this year's its 100th anniversary. But it only makes like five trips a week now. And we did it two trips a day during that summer of 86. And then for the next 26 years, I was at the Maine State Ferry Service. Yeah.
So you've had a very varied and vast, diverse career in the seas and working on boats and things. What would you say has been the best part of this career, your career? What are some of the things that you hold dearest about it?
Well,